Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from the United States by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching today is entitled, Lord of the Sabbath.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you read not what David did when he was and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priest, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what that meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. But the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Who can be Lord of the Sabbath but only the one who established it in the first place? As we read in the book of Exodus, only the Almighty God is the Lord of the Sabbath. Only the one in whom the Father dwells, Jesus Christ, can be Lord of the Christian Sabbath. As we open up our countries from the pandemic, it is a time to return to our churches. It is a time to make holy the Lord's Day. Let us encourage our friends to return to that communal worship of being the body of Christ when we are in church on Sunday at the liturgy. We can look around and see fellow members of the body of Christ. We must worship God united as a community and not just individually in our homes. Because Jesus, our Savior, is Lord of the Sabbath.